You're listening to another ambitious EntrepreneurNetwork.com podcast, the voice for entrepreneurs and small business. Now, onto the show.
Welcome to the Christian Entrepreneurs Podcast, daily conversations with Christian entrepreneurs to inspire and empower Christian business owners to walk strongly in their faith, while build a thriving business that honors Him in every way. Now, over to your host, Anne-Marie Cross.
Hi everyone, Anne-Marie here again with you today. And as I promised, I'm going to hijack this show to talk about something that has been stirring in my heart as I've been putting together a presentation that I'm going to be doing later this year for the Deborah Conference. Now, this conference is all about getting a group of incredible women together who are, you know, really living out their mission in helping social injustices. So it's all about using your business as a vehicle for addressing social injustices. And of course, my topic, as I mentioned in the last episode, is going to be being an influential voice for your cause. Be heard and stand out. So I wanted to share some of the insights that I've been putting together, because I know as kingdom business owners, we're building a kingdom business, aren't we, to really honor Him in every way. You know, we're driven to really make an impact in the world. But of course, our love goes first and foremost to Him. So there are three things that I wanted to share with you today. When it comes to being an influential voice in your industry, you want to make an impact, you want to be influential, you want to really change, transform the lives of your clients through whatever service and product that you have. And of course, through your business dealings of integrity, whilst you may not be speaking about faith or about Jesus, your approach to your business and how you deal in your business, the integrity, the honesty, the excellence that you continue to deliver, that will stand out. And of course, through that, Jesus can be talked about. You know, what's different about you and your business? And of course, that opens the door to opportunity. So the three things I want to talk about today to really become that influential voice: you need to firstly know your purpose. Secondly, you need to work your purpose. And thirdly, you need to guard your purpose. So I want to talk about those three things: know your purpose, work your purpose, and guard your purpose. So I wanted to just read some Bible verses and just some thoughts that I'm putting together. And who knows how long this podcast is going to be. It may be really short. It may be a little bit longer. Who knows what I'll be inspired to talk about. But let's talk about knowing your purpose. You know, this is all about knowing who you are, and clarity really leads to confidence. And if I look back over the years in how my business and my message and what I'm standing for, whilst it has evolved, it really is very much aligned to one specific thing, and that is all about inspiring hope and possibility. That really is my core message. And whether I'm working with entrepreneurs, whether I'm working with executives, whether I'm working with individuals, if they are stuck, they're just something that happens to me where I just cannot help but have a conversation to really help them unpack. What are you stuck around? What do you need clarity around? Let's see if we can get some, let's get some thoughts around this. And I'll give you an example. Last Saturday, my daughter and her partner bought me a gift certificate for a photography lesson. One particular photographer here in Melbourne. I was so inspired by the images she takes, and I said to my daughter, I'd love to go and get some lessons from this lady. And so my daughter bought me a gift certificate. So last Saturday, I spent 2 hours with this incredible photographer, and we were having a cup of coffee at a cafe. It was really, really cold on Saturday morning here in Melbourne. It's winter. And we got to talking, you know, about her business, what she loved. You know, I always put on my interview hat because I'm curious about people. I love to find out, you know, why they love what they do, and more information about their work and all of that kind of good stuff. And she mentioned to me that she'd started a podcast. Wow. You know, goodness gracious, all of a sudden that really flicked on a light switch for me. And I kind of listened to her, and she'd started the podcast, but she let it go. And I thought, oh, what? Why is that? So we started talking about it. So when she asked me about what I do, and I mentioned to her that, you know, I kind of know a little thing or two about podcasts, all of a sudden the conversation just ramped up, and she was asking me questions, and I was getting her feedback. We brainstormed some ideas, so much so that the rest of the time, she was, you know, teaching me great things. We were taking great images. We were also talking about her business and her podcast. And at the end of the time together, she said, oh, You've inspired me to restart my podcast. I'm going to dust off my microphone and I'm going to start recording again. You've really inspired me. And it was funny, later on that week, I saw one of the images that we'd taken on that trip, and she'd written beneath that in her comments, I just spent a wonderful morning speaking with a woman. We were, you know, doing a photography lesson, and she's inspired me to start up my podcast. Now, that is something that happens quite regularly for me. I'll be talking to someone, like, oh, you've inspired me to redo this or start this or whatever. It's just part of who I am. I can't help myself. And so, in fact, I can use one keyword that really sums it all up, and that is to inspire. And that's why I've got a hashtag with the word inspire made up into one of those car number plates, if you will. So why am I sharing? I mean, hopefully, it's not talking about yourself, Amory. Hopefully, through that, I can give you kind of an insight into what might be happening for you. If you're not really totally clear on who am I, you know, what is my purpose, sometimes it can be taking a step back and just recalling all of the conversations that we've had with those around us. Maybe with our children, if you're a parent, you know, some of the things that you just click into action and help your children with, whether you're in the workplace, whether you're working with business owners, whatever that may be. Your purpose or where your strengths and your gifts lie are really in the results and the communications that you're having. And of course, we know that God knitted us. I love that verse. And of course, the verse from Psalm 139, verse 13, for you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. So of course, take it to prayer. Ask the Holy Spirit to start to reveal to you, you know, where are some of my strengths? How can I use some of those gifts that you've blessed me with to really further your kingdom, further your will in the work that I do? Start to journal those things. Start to recognize where you show up authentically in your strengths. Sometimes also too, your why, your purpose lies between your passion and what you really enjoy doing and what really peeves you off, P-E-E-V-E-S, what really annoys you, and that's your stand for. So if you're hearing a conversation or a situation going on around you and you just cannot help but get up and speak some hope and truth and life into that conversation, whether there's a couple of people talking about something or just one person. So my passion is all about inspiring hope and possibility. So I love to share insights and to help others to start to brainstorm that ideas that maybe that it is possible for them, right through to if someone's putting themselves down or someone else is putting someone down, then I cannot help but stand up for them and again, speak life, truth and hope into that situation. So what is that for you? What fires you into action? What do you feel you have to speak some truth in life into a specific topic or when a situation occurs? That may very well have been knitted into you in your mother's womb. So pray about it, journal about it, get into the word about it, and he'll reveal that to you. And circumstances that have happened in your life will certainly speak volumes as well. So that's a little bit around knowing your purpose. Secondly, work your purpose. This is where we start to really just get out there and take action. Let me tell you, you know, sometimes it is just taking that one step and the next step where we need to, on faith, really believe that God is going to show up in that next step. And the bigger our faith, the bigger the step and the bigger the result, or that God will show up, because he's waiting for us to start to work that purpose. And a verse that really stands out for me is Colossians 3 verse 17. And whatever you do in word or deed, do everything in the name of Jesus or the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. One of the things around working your purpose is recognizing where do you place your self-worth or validate your self-worth. And we've shared this in the show before with various guests, and I've even shared insights around how I used to validate my self-worth around the success or significance that I was generating in my business. But let's face it, worldly success, like the likes that we get or the comments that we get or the shares that we get, and let's face it, that kind of thing really empowers us to do more, doesn't it? But if we put the core of our being, our self-worth, to validate what we're doing is good and our self-worth, then friends, we've lost it. We've lost it altogether because we've got an enemy that wants to distract us, wants to destroy the work that we're doing. He does not want the kingdom to pursue, does he? Or our message to reach others and share in the hope and love of Jesus. He just wants to shut us down. So place your self-worth and what you're doing only in everything that we're doing in the name of the Lord Jesus. And once we do that, then even when trials and tribulations come along our way, and let's face it, business can be really difficult. There are days where I'm scrolling through social media, and even with all of the stuff that I'm doing, I can even start to doubt, oh gosh, is what I'm doing really making an impact in the lives? Or look what they're doing. They're just so much more advanced. And that's when I kind of go, Anne-Marie, shut that down. You are working because you serve an incredible God, and he knows where this is going to go, so you don't have to worry about that. But if we do everything in the name of Jesus, and our success and our significance is not in what the world says, is not in our results, but in who he says that we are. You know, we are daughters and we are sons of the highest King. I mean, does it get it any better than that? No, it doesn't. So then we know every single day our identity is on who God says we are. We are loved beyond measure. We are saved. He has got us in the palm of his hand. And in collaboration with the King, we can go out and we can share our message each and every day, every single day, because we know the incredible impact that we are going to make through inspiring hope and possibility by showing up with integrity in everything that we do in our business. And we are worshiping him in everything that we do, and our paths will be made straight. I know, with all guarantee that will happen. Now, the second verse that I wanted to talk about this in around working your purpose is Romans 12, verse 11 to 12. Never be lazy, but work hard and serve the Lord enthusiastically. Rejoice in our confident hope, be patient in trouble, and keep on praying. My goodness, that could be something that we could have on our journals, on our desktops, and everywhere, that we can constantly be reminded of that we can work hard, but we need to do that serving the Lord enthusiastically. Now, I'm not saying that you need to wear yourself out. That's not at all. There are certain principles and practices that you should be doing in your business to ensure that you're working on the right task. But it is going to take work. You know, something that I would often do, and I'm glad that I don't do this anymore, is that when I launch some certain things, when I do some certain things, and I don't quite get the result that I wanted, I would often say, well, that didn't work, and just kind of throw that away and start over. But you know, in business, it is all about a party, particularly when we're looking at marketing. It's all about getting the message, seeing what lands. Do we need to tweak it? Do we need to change it slightly? Do we need to really focus in more closely to what our ideal client is struggling with and the message? So, and whatever that might be, you know, the situation that you're struggling with, just because you are struggling doesn't mean that it is not something that you could continue to pursue. It may just be that you are in a season of growth and development, but we need to be reminded to go back to the Word, take it to the Lord in prayer, get support, invest in your business. You know, you don't have to restart and do the whole wheel. Go and invest in coaches and consultants who've been there, done that, and can support you. They've got similar values to you, and they know the steps that you need to take that would help you to generate that success or the outcome that you want. Because whilst there's practical skills and practical steps that you need to take in business building, of course there's a spiritual as well, where you need to remain vigilant in the Word and in prayer every single day. But there's practical steps that you need to do as well. So don't shy away from hard work. Don't shy away if, first you don't succeed. Roll it out again. Change it. Don't keep doing the same thing over and over and hoping that there will be a different result. A failure is not a sign from God that you're doing the wrong thing. You know, God, here's the thing. There will often be certain signs that you do need to be aware of. There may be an industry that God says, you know what, that is not really an industry where I want you to focus. But the skills that you've got, the strengths that you've got, I want to use them to further my kingdom. So sometimes there can certainly be God, we can be guided. But, you know, don't feel that failure is going to impact, or don't let that failure, is what I want to say, impact your self-worth, because I've been there and I have done that, and that is absolutely incorrect. God uses everything, even our failures, our trials and our tribulations, to his glory, but he can use that to shape our character for the next season of our business. And I've said that before, and I just want to remind you of that today. You know, my worst business failure is now the best thing that ever happened to me. Was not at the time, but I can say that, you know, through forgiveness of certain things, through allowing the Holy Spirit to work in my heart and in my spirit, you know, take away that pride and put him first. Like, I'm the kind of person, the gal, that I kind of know what I want, and I'll implement steps to go and do that. But God kind of turned me right around and said, girl, you're not going anywhere without me, because where I want you to end up, I need you to seek me out first. And, you know, had that business failure not happened, I would never have gotten to that stage. And, you know, I'm so glad I did, because what's on the other side of that is, you know, I would never have dreamed was possible. And it's only because I focused on him first and continue to do that. So that's really important. Wanted to just share that with you. Work your purpose. Something else, which is tapping into one of my expertises around branding and messaging. You know, often I'm asked by many business owners around this whole working your purpose and your message, how can I grow a global audience? How do I get my message out on a global scale? I want to reach more people, make more impact. One of the things that I say to them, and I want to remind you of today, is speak to an audience of one. Because so often we get caught up in focusing on the numbers, don't we? Get caught up in the size of our list, our social media connections, or for some of us who've got podcasts, we get focused on our podcast downloads and so on. But you know what? While our goal may be to influence many people on a global scale, focusing on what I call vanity numbers, and this is not my term, but certainly used by other people as well, this vanity numbers, the amount of people, the quantity, that's not the best approach. And that's why the quantity versus quality is so important. So if you're struggling to define your message and really create something which is making an impact, one of the things that you want to do is focus on your ideal client and what keeps him or her up at night. What are they really struggling with? And also, what do they truly desire? What do they dream about? What are they talking about with their colleagues, their friends, their family? That, oh, if only this, this, and this, this is what I want. You need to know this, because this has to be incorporated into your message. And what solution do you offer? How can you support him or her, your ideal client, in achieving his or her dream? So important. And once you get so clear on that, then you need to craft that message, the one that speaks hope, speaks possibility into the conversations that she's having with those around her, the conversations that she has with herself when no one is around and she's not afraid to dream. What is she saying? Speak into that, because when you do, she's going to listen and she's going to want to learn more from you, and she's going to reach out to you when you invite her to have that conversation. And then you know what? You roll that out every single day. Continue to do that, because when you get your message right in the audience of one, that will expand, and it will expand globally. So focus on the audience of one, because that's what's going to make that difference, one message at a time. And that's one of our missions. That's our mission for my podcast network, you know, making an impact, making a difference, one message at a time. Now, the third point I want to talk about today is guarding your purpose. So how will the enemy take us out? Well, often through doubt, through discouragement, and through distraction. Those are three things that would have often happened to me. You know, you doubt yourself. Can I really do this? Am I really going to stand out? How can I possibly compete with everything else that's going on? You know, all of the seeds of doubt. If we give that life by thinking about it and continuing to stew on that, guess what? That doubt is going to take you out. Discouragement. So we launch something, we start to speak our message, we go to networking events, we may start to get more visual on social media and start to connect that way. But guess what? It doesn't have the impact as we want. So what we do happens, we get discouraged and we start to stop sharing our message. And we start to give that life by not getting our message out there, tweaking it, trying again, trying a different way of wording something, trying a different medium. So we get discouraged, and then we let that, you know, we let that take us out. The third one is around distraction. Sometimes For some of us, we love new tools and we love new techniques and new things that are promise us that this is going to work, this is going to work. And so we get distracted, or we get so busy working on tasks that are not our best use of time that we completely stretch ourselves too thin. So we get even more distracted, and guess what? That distraction turns into discouragement and then feeds our doubt. Well, maybe this isn't the right business for me. Maybe this isn't what I'm meant to be doing. Maybe, maybe, maybe. It's a vicious circle, my friend, and I've been there and I have done that. You know what? Delight yourself in the Lord and He will give you the desires of your heart. Always take it back to Him in prayer. But also in Romans 12, 9, verse 11, this is part of it. Never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor serving the Lord. So you always need to guard that purpose. There's a reason why you feel called to do that. There's a reason why there's a strong message in you. This is your message. You may have had circumstances and challenges that you've overcome that other people now need to hear about because they're stuck in their stuckness. And once they hear about your message and how you've been able to overcome this, this is speaking hope, life, and truth into their life that maybe it's possible for them too. And it is possible. They just need to know how to do that. And by you not sharing that message, by you not guarding that purpose and being so clear and confident and this is what you're meant to be doing, so you get out there every single day sharing your message, speaking to hope and truth into the lives of people who are stuck, guess what? The enemy wins. And that's because we're not getting out there and sharing that. But keep our zeal. You know, zeal is willingness, being energized, being motivated. You don't lack in zeal. It says so in the Bible. But of course, your spiritual fervor, we need to be serving the Lord because we know by sharing that message, getting out there, even if His name is not mentioned, the Holy Spirit can work through us and plant the seeds that someone is saying to themselves, I don't know what it is about that guy. I don't know what it is about that girl, but the way she does business, the way she overcomes challenges and the way she's so positive, I don't know what she's having or what drink she's drinking, but I want what she's got. Guess what? That has an opportunity, opens up the door for us to share more about our Lord. So in closing, keep your eyes and spiritual focus passionately affirmed, adoring the Lord. Stay motivated, driven, committed to building a business for His glory, a kingdom business that honors Him in every way, that aligns with your purpose, which is to speak about that hope and the possibility into the area that God has sent you out into the world to speak about and to be that deliverance of people who are stuck in whatever they are that's keeping them stuck from reaching their full potential. And when you do, my friend, every single day, that one message, that one person becomes two people, becomes four people, becomes eight people, and on it goes. And before you know it, your influential voice is out there making an impact. You're being heard. You're standing out. You're building a kingdom business that glorifies Him in every single way. Anyway, that's kind of what I'm thinking of talking about. I'm going to be tweaking it a little bit, adding some more examples in there. But I know that just through working through this and putting together, I'm reminded, you know, every single conversation I have, every single Bible verse that I put into my presentations really ends up blessing me. And so I hope that this has blessed you as well. Let me know. Reach out to me on social media. Message me. What have you now been inspired to do? If this is something that you're stuck with, my friend, I can support you as well. Let's have a chat about how you can really take your message out there to make that influence. Maybe even with a podcast as well, we can certainly support you. But for now, I hope that has been helpful for you. Stay strong in the Lord. He will clear your paths. Tomorrow will be another show by one of my guests, but I just wanted to pop in and share this with you, and I hope that it has been a blessing for you today. Bye for now.
You've been listening to the Christian Entrepreneurs Podcast, brought to you by podcastingwithpurpose.com. Stand out, be heard, influence. Want to influence real change with your own podcast? Access our free podcast training, including no-cost and low-cost tools and podcast production workflow checklist to get you started at www.podcastingwithpurpose.com/mini-training. That's podcastingwithpurpose.com/mini-training.